Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a caller with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey in the consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service in your households. To start, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First, how would you rate the overall job of the GEA thus providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
As what now? Rate the services of what?
This service is about the water service in your area.
Water? Oh, the
yes,
water?
Sir.
I mean, I've got no problem with the water. We have a water softener.
And first, how would you rate the overall job GEA that's providing its services to your home? It's very positive, somewhat positive,
yeah,
neutral,
yeah,
or negative?
Yeah, very positive. Yeah, the water's fine.
Thank you so much. Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
No, we get it from city water.
Thank you.
GEA.
Please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative of each of the following. Being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it's recycled safely. Would you say it's positive?
Yeah, very positive. Yeah.
Can be trusted to provide clean, safe, and drinking water? It would be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive. Yeah.
Thank you. Quality of the water for drinking, it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very, very positive.
Thank you. What about providing reliable service?
That's very positive. We got no problem with it.
Thank you. And what about the cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water?
Well, that's fine. I mean, I got no problem with it.
It would say very positive, somewhat positive?
Yes, very positive. Yeah, very positive.
And what about being responsive to consumers when they have complaints, problems, or service outage?
I think it's very positive.
Thank you. What about operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way?
I mean, it's Jacksonville. It's Jacksonville Electric. I mean, they provide. We get the water from Jacksonville, so it's fine.
It can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment. Would you say very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you so much. Next below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from the property. First, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each. Let's start with recycled water. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about underground water shortage? It is very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about clean water? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or
clean,
not familiar?
Very familiar, yeah.
And purified water.
Put aside?
Yes.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, thank you. What about national drinking water standards? Would you say it's very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Okay, yeah, very familiar, yeah.
What about the federal government safety standards? It is very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
Very.
And the Floridan aquifer, it is very, somewhat, or not familiar?
Well, the Florida aquifer, yeah, I mean, everybody's familiar with that. Sure, very familiar.
Okay, and what about the used water? It's very, somewhat, or not familiar?
Very.
Thank you so much, sir. Second, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive or neutral? And what about the recycled water? It is a positive, somewhat positive or neutral reaction?
Neutral. I say neutral.
Okay. And what about the underground water shortage? It is positive, negative, or neutral reaction?
What is my reaction about the... I say neutral.
Thank you. What about the clean water? Positive, somewhat, or neutral?
Positive.
Thank you. What about the purified water?
See, I don't want you talking about put aside. I don't know. Neutral. I don't want you to put aside.
Okay. Thank you. What about national drinking water standard? Would you say positive, somewhat, or neutral
positive
reaction?
Yeah, positive.
Thank you. What about the federal government safety standards?
I say positive.
Thank you so much. And the Florida aquifer?
I'm positive.
Thank you so much. Have you heard or read anything about GEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0.
Have I heard anything about it? No, I'm not aware
no.
of it.
Okay, thank you. Here's some further information about the new GEA water purification process. Here's how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in the Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by the GEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to the state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out to the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again the treatment in the household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose GEA's used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
I would support it. They have to do something.
Thank you so much. And why GEA built the new facilities to purify and recycle used water from the system for three reasons. One, because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Two, because its purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. And three, the purified water return to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring GEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose GEA's used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
Support.
Thank you so much. What do you like most or sounds best about GEA's H2.0 program in your ways, in your own words, I'm sorry?
We're trying to conserve water. You're trying to reuse it, trying to conserve it.
Well, thank you so much. And what do you dislike most or sounds bad about the GEA's H2.0 program, in your words?
What's the best? You're talking about this conservation program? Is what you're talking about? Recycling water?
Uh-huh. What do you dislike most or sounds bad for you about that program?
I mean, that's the first I heard about it, but to be honest with you, I mean, I like the program. What it sounds like is good that you're trying to conserve water. I mean, that's fine. Water, that's good that they're trying to conserve it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Following up, opponents in this H2.0 program proposed by GEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since to date used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed, and the messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information said by the opponents, do you support or oppose the GEA use water reclamation and purification project?
Support.
Thank you so much. In response to the opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet to tap, supporters says this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of a home and puts it through 5 purification testing and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? The supporters who say this label is misleading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe, or the opponents who says this toilet to tap program should be stopped?
I support it with the supporters.
Thank you. Lastly, here is a short list of statements about GEA's H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Let's start with this. While they are using a proven method for purifying used water, GEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Your reaction is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
That's a very positive.
Water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation that removes chemicals and bacteria from the water. Your reaction, it is very positive, somewhat positive,
neutral, or negative. Very positive.
Thank you. Under H2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean drinking water standard. It is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative.
Very.
Since population growth in the Northeast Florida is not slowing down anything soon, this H2.0 program to replenish the clean water supply in the aquifer will help make sure we don't run out of drinking water. Your reaction is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative.
I'm very positive.
GEA's H2.0 process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came, but even more pure. It is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative.
Very.
We almost there. Thank you for your patience, okay? Implementing H2.0 actually saves GEA customers' money because the cost of and difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water, given new tougher government regulations, and Northeast Florida growth will be higher with H2.0 in place. It is for you very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very.
While GEA consumers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available for the underground aquifer. It's needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. For you, this is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very.
Putting GEA's H2.0 plan into the actions ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. That is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very.
And the H2.0 program will help protect the health of the San Jones River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. For you, that is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Yes, very, very positive.
Thank you so much. We're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. Lastly, given everything you have learned about GEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. Just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. How long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
21 to 30 years.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you, sir. What was the last grade you completed in school?
16 years.
You would say...
Yeah, 12, 16, okay. Well, 16, wait a minute, 19 years.
Okay, 19 well, years. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We already completed the survey. Thank you for your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Take care.